السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Inshallah, today we are going to do a little bit more analysis of the four rules of Nun Sakinah. So if you have your paper pencil ready, make the four columns for the Nun rules. The first one is Al-Idhar. The letters are Hamza, Ha, Ayn, Ha, Ghain, Kha. Please memorize these six alphabets. The second column is for Al-Iqlab. Iqlab means to change. So we are going to change the Nun sound to the Meem sound, and the letter is the letter Ba. Third column is your column for Al-Idgham. We have six alphabets. Out of those, there are four for which you will make a Ghunna sound and two without Ghunna. The six letters are called Yarmalun. Okay, you have them ready. Write them up, Yarmalun. Out of them, four of them, Yanmu. Ya, Noon, Meem, Waw. Now write these four alphabets, Yanmu. These Yanmu letters, you make Ghunna when you do the Idgham. And the other two, Lam and Ra, when they come and you do Idgham, you don't make the Ghunna. So Yanmu for Ghunna and the Lam and Ra without Ghunna. And the last column is all the rest of the letters that fall under Al-Ikhfa. And we don't need to memorize them, because if you know the first three columns by heart, the six, one and another six, then inshallah you should be fine. Now let's go to Surah Al-Baqarah and look at ayah number 24. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The first two words are fa'in and then lam. So you see the noon has a sukoon, so this falls under the noon sakina, and then lam has a shadda. So when you see the noon sukoon followed by shadda, always remember this is idgham and you are going to merge. And because I just said that in lam and ra we don't do ghunna, so you say fa'illam. Fa'illam. You delete the noon. There's no noon sound. Fa'illam. Now the next word is taf'alu walan. So this noon is also sakin followed by taf'alu. So when you have a noon sukoon, then look at the next letter. Now let's go through our analysis. Is ta one of our six letters of izhar? Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain ha. It is not. It is not the letter ba, and this is not from yarmalun. So this is al-ikhfa. So we say walan taf'alu. You put it under the fourth column and hold the sound walan taf'alu. Then the next is fattaqun narallati. When noon has a shadda, and this is not related to the four columns, it's just a simple noon with a shadda in the middle of a word sometimes, then you just do hold it. It's just a simple ghunna, two harakat. Fattaqun, you hear the humming sound, stop for two harakat. Fattaqun narallati. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ. Again, نُون شَدَّ. Simple غُنَّة holding two harakat. وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. So we don't have anything more in this ayah. Okay, if we go to ayah number 25. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ. نُون شَدَّ. Do the غُنَّة. Hold it two harakat. أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. So نُون شَدَّة, again hold it. But this time there is a كَرِ زَبَر. So after holding the نُون for two harakat, you stretch the fatha two harakat. جَنَّاتٍ. And this thin of two kasra followed by the letter تَ. So we just did it in the last ayah that تَ is one of the letters of إِخْفَى. So you say جَنَّةٍ تَجْرِي. So what happens is that your tongue is kind of down, jannatin, and it is away from your teeth. The tip of the tongue should be away from the teeth because you don't want to connect. Then you get the ikhfa sound. Next word is min and then tahtiha. So again we are going to do ikhfa. We are going to stop ham for two harakat. Min tahtiha al-anhar. So min is ikhfa. Kullama ruziqu minha min thamara. So this noon followed by letter fa. Another ikhfa letter. This is not hamza ha, ayn ha, ghayn kha, not letter ba, not yarmalun. So do min thamaratir rizqa. So thamaratin followed by letter ra. Ra has a shadda. Remember, when you see shadda, it is idgham. Marj, no gunna. Thamaratir rizqan qalu. So rizqan has two fatha, followed by letter qaf. Qaf is not in our column 1 or 2 or 3. So it is ikhfa. Rizqan qalu. Now, when you say the rizqan, just make sure that the letter that comes after, here it is letter qaf. Qaf is a heavy letter. And when you say qalu, qa, feel the back of your tongue is rising upwards. So when you say rizqan, at that time, lift the back of the tongue so that the quality of your ikhfa is also going to be heavy. Rizqan qalu. And the same thing goes, qalu hadha alladhi ruziqna min qabl. This noon followed by letter qaf, you try to lift the back part of your tongue. Min. See, when you raise the back part of the tongue, it almost touches the roof of your mouth, which is the soft part of the roof. There are two parts on the roof of the mouth. One is hard. You take your tongue and feel from the front part of your mouth, that roof of the mouth is kind of hard. As you go backwards, you can see that it becomes soft. So the letter qaf comes from this soft area. Okay, so qalu min qabl, min qabl. Okay. The next word is wa utubihi mutashabiha wa lahum fiha azwajum. Okay, mutashabihan. Okay, mutashabihan has got two fatha. You can stop. But if you want to continue, then mutashabihan wa lahum. Now, people who are using the Uthmani Mushaf, you will not see a shadda on the waw. I keep telling you that remind yourself to imagine a huge big shadda sitting on top of the waw. When you do the waw and the ya of the yarmalun, those six letters of idgham, yarmalun, waw and ya, do not carry a shadda in the Uthmani script. You have to remember to put it on yourself. So it becomes mutashabihan wa lahum. And you also need to do gunna. See, the sound has to come from your nose. Mutashabihan wa lahum fiha azwajum. Now this time this is also from yarmalun, meem. So azwajun becomes azwajum. When you do the idgham, you cannot use both of the dhamma, both the pesh. You just take one and merge it to the meem. Azwajum mutahharatun. So again, you connect the two fatha to the waw. Imagine the big shadda, mutahharatun wa lahum. So ta dhamma tu, and make a nasal sound tu, and hold it. Mutahharatun wa lahum fiha khalidun. Okay, ayah number 26. Inna Allah, noon has a shadda, just regular gunna. Allah, heavy sound, right? Because preceded by fatha. Allah, inna Allah, la yastahi an yadriba. Okay, so yeah. Ya comes after noon from yarmalun. And I just reminded you that imagine a big shadda. If you don't see the shadda on the ya, imagine a shadda, ayn yadriba. It's idgham bi gunna, with the gunna. Mathalam ma. It's a simple meme shadda. We always have to hold it to harakat. No, I'm sorry. This is idgham. Mathalan followed by meme. Mathalam ma ba'udatan. This is ikhfa. Why? Letter fa comes after the tanween. Fa is not from your column 1 or 2 or 3. So it is al-ikhfa ba'udatan fama fawqaha fa'amma alladhina mim shadda. Just hold it. Amanu faya'lamuna annahu nun shadda. Hold it. Annahu al-haqqu min rabbihim. This time the letter ra has the shadda, idgham without gunna. Mir rabbihim. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. أَرَادَ اللَّهُ لَمْ هَبِي بِهَذَا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ. Now, مَثَلًا has got a mandatory stop sign, a little meme. When this meme comes, you have to stop. So don't say مَثَلًا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ. Don't try to connect this ya. Although this is idgham ya, but we don't want to connect it. يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Letter waw, imagine the shadda if you don't see it. كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. You can stop, but if you don't stop, again letter waw comes. كَثِيرًا وَمَا. إِدْغَام بِغُنَّة. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. So inshallah, let us keep the analysis here today. And I hope it's getting clear for you. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.